session, we will be talking about solving the EU's problems with open source. I'm Claire Pershan. I'm EU Advocacy Lead at Mozilla Foundation. I'd also like to acknowledge Paula Grigorievska from Linux Foundation, who's co-organized this panel. I think she's maybe womaning the door outside right now, but she's been encouraging Europe to solve its problems with open source for many years now, and is the mastermind behind this session. So we will be talking, first I'll introduce the panelists, how about that? We have Dr. Christopher Brewster, who is senior data scientist at TNO in the Netherlands and professor in the application of emerging technologies at Maastricht University. He coordinates the Horizon EU project Open Agri, which is building open source software and services and components for the agricultural sector as it digitizes. We also have Tobias Augsprunger, who is a climate tech innovator and open data and open source advocate with a PhD in atmospheric sciences. He is head of data at Open Energy Transition, which is standardizing electrical grid data. And he also contributes to opensustain.tech and climatetriage.com, which connect and promote open projects that combat climate change and biodiversity loss. And finally, we have Boris Dolly, who is OSPO director and lead for responsible digital strategy at the French grid operator RTE. His cross-domain expertise combines software engineering, open source leadership, procurement strategy, and a digital sovereignty vision. And he co-created RTE software engineering department, where some 100 developers or so, I believe, are working on open source grid critical tools along with the Linux Foundation Energy. So with this excellent panel, we will be discussing how different experiences that all relate to open source. So across Europe, open source is increasingly used to address systemic challenges in a variety of sectors. We've just seen democracy, for instance, in the last session. And here we're going to be talking about agriculture and farming and the energy sector. However, the full potential of open source in these sectors depends on the adaptedness of projects, policies, and markets. So the idea here is to bring together these different concrete experiences from each of the panelists and to see how open source can enable innovation, transparency, and autonomy in different spaces. And we'll see how various policy choices from funding, procurement, data governance, standards, licensing, how these can ensure that open source software provides the basis for sustainable and resilient ecosystems that Europe needs to address different environmental, social, and economic challenges. So with that, I'm first going to turn to Tobias. Tobias, can you set the frame for us here? Because you've had various experiences, including at Open Energy Transition, and more widely. So can you tell us, what is it about open source, open science, open data that make these methods particularly suited to climate and energy challenges?
Yeah, thank you so much. So if we talk about climate and sustainability or the environment in general, we're talking about something that can be measured. You know, everyone can see it. You can really see what is true or false, right? You can see if actually there is a thunderstorm coming, for example. You can measure the wind speed, and all this data is actually available. And we can make quite good assumptions about the future using open source software. We can model the future in a certain way, or how different directions, how different policies can change the future. And this is done with open source quite a lot in the energy space. So to plan where to invest, is hydropower the future, or is it battery storage, or is it solar power, or should we just wait until fusion is ready? So on all this planning, on all this, what we consider sustainable or not, we can do calculations, and with open source we can just open them up. We can open up any assumption, any data that we use, and this makes actually open source and open science the key indicator for sustainability in general, because you can really prove with data, with software, if some future investment actually could be considered sustainable or not. For example, I give you climate change, right? There are a lot of people saying there's no climate change, but if you can prove that there's no climate change. You can create an open source model using open data and just prove there's no climate change. And climate change is not, let's say, for really a problem for us to